Today's a good one. Let's start with late night. Ben and Jerry's said it would stop selling ice cream in the Israeli-occupied territories for reasons we won't get into on this podcast. Seth Meyers said this had upset Republicans like Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma, who called on his state to block sales of Ben and Jerry's. Meyers said, cool, they're fighting with ice cream now. What's next? Gonna accuse Mayor McCheese of voting twice in Arizona? Seth expressed displeasure with Ben & Jerry's because his competitors have their own ice cream flavors. Jimmy Fallon has the Tonight Dough, which is really lame. And Stephen Colbert has Stephen Colbert's Americone Dream, which at least is goofy and Colbert-like. The Tonight Dough, kind of lame. I don't even know what the flavor is. You know, I should look it up. You know, I like talking about food and comedians. Tonight Dough. Let's see. You know you want to know. The Tonight Dough is caramel and chocolate ice creams with chocolate cookie swirls and gobs of chocolate chip cookie dough and peanut butter cookie dough. You know, that sounds really awesome. Johnny Carson's rolling over in his grave, but wow, cookie dough, peanut butter cookie dough. I might have to actually get this. I can both hate it as a concept, but like it as an ice cream. I have totally digressed. Seth Meyers said, you can't just ban Ben and Jerry's because you don't like their opinions. I mean, I still eat it, even though I'm annoyed they haven't given us our own flavor yet. It would be called a closer lick, this Seth Meyers speaking, and we've already mocked up what the container would look like. I sent it to them, and I've called their offices and left dozens of messages, and all that has happened is one of their interns called and said, we already have a flavor named after you. It's called vanilla. Great self-joke. Awesome. Seth, but I assure you, if this doesn't work, we will continue to at least try and get our own butter flavor called Land of Looks. I will have a personalized dairy product. Seth talked about COVID cases. They've nearly tripled in 2 weeks, thanks to the new variant. Billionaires are jetting off to space as U.S. life expectancy saw its biggest drop since World War II, and thanks to intense wildfires on the West Coast, smoke blanketed parts of the country as far east as New York. Seth said, on a good day, breathing the air in New York City is like smoking Marlboro Reds in a railroad cattle car. You know how bad it has to be for the air quality in New York for us to notice? That's like noticing a ketchup stain on a red couch. Probably due in part to the post-apocalyptic scenes of mass animal extinctions, deadly heat waves, flooded subway stations in New York, smoke blanketing the sky and turning the sun blood red, and rings of fire in the Gulf of Mexico, Americans now list climate change as their second highest priority. Now, if you're worried about it, good news. Fox News host Jesse Waters has a solution. Just live with it. On his show, Waters told his viewers, if you want to stop climate change, you don't fight climate change. It's getting warmer. You adapt to it. Oh, yeah? Seth Meyers said, who needs a cab when you can Uber a dolphin? Of course, the problem with Uber dolphins is they can't take a hint when you don't want to talk. Stephen Colbert jumped in. The only thing spreading faster than COVID variants is COVID misinformation, especially on social media. Facebook has started tracking and removing groups that present misleading information, but they've run into issues as the anti-vax crowd have changed their names to euphemisms like dance party in order to skirt detection. Colbert said, so get ready for new dance crazes like actual Saturday Night Fever, the Harlem Ache, and the Floss of Taste and Smell. Anti-vax groups have posted in codes such as danced and drank beer to refer to vaccinated. Pfizer is pizza. Moderna is Moana. Dancing beer and pizza, Moana. If you're going to describe something you think is killing everybody, maybe don't use code words that are things that everybody loves, says Colbert. Great set of late night jokes there. There's so much to get to. I had this whole thing about George Lopez tacos. I know I did 6-7 minutes about George Lopez tacos yesterday. Trust me, it's good. Probably will do it tomorrow because there's actual comedy stuff. I know you're like, what is this comedy podcast? All he does is talk about George Lopez tacos. I won't get to that today because Just for Laughs has announced their new faces. I'll get to that in a second. First, we got to talk about John Mulaney. So today's podcast is like actual hardcore comedy stuff for a change, but also the Bob's Burgers conspiracy. We're going to dive into that because that has been totally exposed by the Bob's Burgers people. You just have to pay attention, folks. But first, we got to talk about John Mulaney. After I killed him on Saturday morning, I found out he'd filed for divorce from Anna Marie Tendler. You know, his wife, the woman he's married to when he's out hanging out with Olivia Munn with an M. Yeah, he's filed for divorce from Anna Marie Tendler. He filed in New York on Friday. There is no further information available. A lawyer from Mulaney did not respond to People magazine's request for a comment. You may recall that John Mulaney's wife, you know, how he's married and stuff, Anna Marie Tendler, had put out a statement earlier this year saying, I am heartbroken that John has decided to end our marriage. I wish him support and success as he continues his recovery. All right, buckle up. This is the hardcore comedy stuff. If you're just here for taco news or the Bob's Burgers conspiracy, skip ahead. Gonna deep dive here from Deadline. The Just for Laughs Comedy Festival has revealed the new faces. You hear me talk about this regularly. New faces is my favorite thing at the Montreal Comedy Festival, Just for Laughs. People who have come out of New Faces in the past include, let me know if you've heard of any of these people, Jimmy Fallon, Gabe Iglesias, Kevin Hart, Amy Schumer, Ali Wong, Pete Davidson. You've heard of them? Yes. Now, this year, there's COVID and stuff, so instead of doing it in Montreal, there are shows in Los Angeles and New York City. JFL President Bruce Hills, who I know personally, good guy, Bruce Hills, he said, New Faces has been a launchpad for so many blockbuster comedians over the years. Our festival has offered undiscovered talent a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to showcase their best material in front of the most influential tastemakers in the industry. We can't wait to see what this year's group has in store. All right, Group 1, New Faces of Comedy. Aaron Weber, stand-up comedian based in Nashville, regular performer at the Grand Ole Opry, made his debut in 2019 as the youngest stand-up comedian to ever step in the Opry circle. You can hear Aaron Weber on the Nateland podcast with Nate Bergazzi and Brian Bates, where the three Nashville-based comedians tackle important world issues. Next up, Abby Roberge. Hope I said your name right, Abby. Stand-up comedian, originally from Vancouver, now based in LA, who was born and raised Hare Krishna. He performs in clubs and theaters all over the U.S. and has a residency at the Laugh Factory Las Vegas. Abby has appeared in the NBC's pilot So Close and Modern Family. Interesting. Videos of his stand-up sketches have been viewed over 80 million times. Third up, Ariel Elias, comedian based in New York City. Growing up, this Kentucky Jew made everyone laugh at her bat mitzvah, and the rest is history. Ariel has been described as a sly young comic from Kentucky by the New York Times. Pretty cool. Brian Simpson, stand-up comedian from L.A. His background as a foster child and Marine Corps veteran has led to a rare combination of life experiences that he manages to channel into an aggressively hilarious and refreshing unique point of view. Paid regular at the world-famous Comedy Store. You can catch him next on Season 3 of The Stand-Ups, which will premiere on Netflix later this year. Next up, Danielle Perez, LA-based comedian. Danielle can be seen in Season 2 of the Emmy-nominated series Special, streaming now on Netflix, and is one of the stars of the upcoming romantic comedy Will You Be My Quarantine? Quarantine? Dave Mazzoni is a comedian, writer, actor based in New York City. He is the creator, writer, and star of the Jax Media Roku original series Game Show. Game spelled G-A-Y-M-E, Game Show. Dave Mazzoni was named a comic to watch by the New York Comedy Festival in 2019 and was a member of the 2020 CBS Diversity Showcase. Next up, Erica Clark, teacher turned comedian from Chicago. Erica's unique childhood and day job are a perfect setup for her punchlines. Ian Lara is just your average Dominican kid from Queens, New York, my home. He's the host of the wildly popular Out of Tune music game show app, featured in Variety and Cosmo. Ian made his stand-up comedy debut on Comedy Central's Stand Up digital series, amassing over 10 million views, and was featured in NBC's Bring the Funny. Jay McBride is a New York-based stand-up comedian who is funny, smart, and proudly transgender. Jay speaks at high schools, colleges, and groups all across the country about being transgender and how we can help trans kids from facing some of the obstacles and challenges she faced. Jess Tom is a New York-based stand-up comic, actor, and writer, gleefully providing the trans, queer, Asian-American, radical cyborg perspective that everyone never knew they wanted. Most recently, they were a staff writer in the mini room for Season 2 of the much-anticipated Taika Waititi HBO Max series Our Flag Means Death. And that's just Group 1. I guess I'm going to have to break this apart for you guys, or this podcast is going to be half an hour long. All right, I'll do Group 2 tomorrow because I definitely want to get to this next thing. Now, before I get to this next thing, I'm going to ask you two questions. I want you to really think about these questions. Question number one, have you ever seen Bob's Burgers? I know you've seen artwork for it. I know you've seen promos for it during NFL football games. But ask yourself, as you sit on the couch and your TV's on, have you ever seen Bob's Burgers? The answer, of course, is no. And it's not just you. Now, I want you to ask yourself, have you ever met anyone, anybody at all, anyone, who has seen Bob's Burgers? The answer is no. From Gizmodo, though fans of Bob's Burgers have a new season to look forward to, many have been wondering what's going on with the Bob's Burgers movie that was announced back in 2019. Well, the creators were at Comic-Con at home, and throughout the Bob's Burgers panel, They emphasized how working remotely during COVID-19 presented a number of challenges for them, things that fans of the show won't be able to pick up on when the new season premieres later this year. Season 12 does not yet have a premiere date. That's weird. The creator shared a number of this season's episode titles, including Crystal Mess, The Pumpkining, Driving Big Dummy, Seven Tween Again, Beach Please, Stuck in the Kitchen with You, Gene's Christmas Break, Loft in Bed Slation, FOMO You Didn't, Touch of Evaluations, Video Killed the Genio Star, Ferry On My Wayward Bob and Linda, Spider House Rules, Clear and Present Ginger, and A Sprout a Boy. But now pay attention. Pay a lot of attention. Unfortunately, Bouchard, one of the creators, also announced that the Bob's Burgers movie still does not have a release date yet. Still. And there isn't any footage from it to be shared. So there's a Bob's Burgers TV show, allegedly. There's a Bob's Burgers movie, allegedly. But the TV show doesn't have a date. The movie doesn't have a date. And there's no footage from the movie. Isn't that the least bit suspicious? Bouchard insisted that the movie is still definitely in production. It's coming to theaters at some point in the future. Bouchard said, "My every waking moment is spent on the movie, and it's coming. They have to put it out. We're going to be in theaters. That's my pledge." Gizmodo adds, "Bouchard didn't have any particular plot points about the movie to share. He described it as a musical comedy mystery adventure coming-of-age story, and that's the best possible thing we could make." Now, remind you, one of the voices in this alleged Bob Burgers TV show is Kristen Schaal. Kristen was one of the winners of the Andy Kaufman Award. Remember Andy Kaufman, famous prankster, would do long, long, elaborate jokes? Do you think it's possible Kristen Schaal has been pretending this is a TV show for 12 years? I do think it's possible that Andy Kaufman Award winner Kristen Schaal is in on this. Some of the season 12 guest stars, if there were such a show, would be Stephanie Beatriz from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Zach Galifianakis, Ashley Nicole Black, Tim Meadows, Ron Funches. Pretty good. Now, IGN wrote about the movie. And one thing they ask, and this is a weird thing for IGN to ask. IGN asked, "Have you watched Bob's Burgers?" It's like they're speaking to me. It's like they know I know, and for some reason they can't admit it, but they're telling me that they know. IGN wrote, "Have you watched Bob's Burgers?" Isn't that a weird question? If I were talking about The Simpsons, would they write, "Have you watched The Simpsons?" They wouldn't write that because they know you've seen The Simpsons. Bob's Burgers, you've never seen it. You've never met anyone who's seen it. Does it exist? No. Comedian Jackie Mason passed away over the weekend. The rabbi-turned-comedian, who was known for his pugilistic, self-depreciating stand-up routines, passed away at the age of 93 on Saturday in Manhattan after being in the hospital for more than 2 weeks. Born into a family of rabbis who had emigrated from Belarus, moving first to Wisconsin, then New York City, Jackie Mason's comedy was always deeply connected to his Jewish roots, and he performed in a thick Yiddish accent. He had a staccato delivery style and would take aim at social mores, norms, and conventions that frustrated him, from the use of Muzak in elevators to his own personal failings. That is your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.